The Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Thursday talk around in progress here. We've got some sunshine, 27 degrees. Well, I've been talking about this great event year in and year out, and it's coming up in February, the Neil Heitkamp Youth Ice Fishing Derby. And in to talk more about it, the busiest retired guy that I know. Greg Giroux from the Red River Area Sportsman's Pub. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's true. Is there anything you're not doing? It's like you are going now twice the speed.
Seems that way.
Yeah. Yeah. You give me hope. You know, that's inspiring, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
So you go. We got the Derby coming. I mean, you are already busy.
Yeah, were busy last night getting rods ready. Some of the Sportsman's Club and the Heitkamp folks came together and we went through a lot of the ice fishing rods. We're switching over from monofilament to braided, and we get some of those rods back over the years, and it looks like a real bird's nest in there. So we're trying to make it better.
All right. And then that was successful. You say you had like 40 of them configured?
Well, I think we got about 40 of them ready to go. We've got more in the background, but that should be enough. If any of the young folks come to this derby over the years, they should be well stocked because one year they got fishing rods.
All right.
Then they got a tackle box, and then they got some something to do with bait care. I can't remember what that first one was, but they should be well stocked.
You've been good to the kids, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and that's what this is all about, the derby out at Heitkamp Pond.
Yep. And we're trying our best to get kids outside and enjoy the outdoors and get into fishing.
Right.
So come on out and do your registration 12 o'clock, and then there's a door prize, registration prize, that you'll get as if you're one of our young fishermen.
Okay.
Or fisher people.
Fisher people.
Yeah. And then throughout the event, there's drawings that are going to go on. And then once all the fishing is done, all the various species that came in are tabulated, and then we give out trophies for the biggest fish.
How many kids did you have there last year? You had a good turnout. Well, you always do.
Yeah, it was just shy of 200. But the one year, it was a couple of years ago, I think it was, we were right around 300 kids.
Wow.
And then on top of that, you know, parents and grandparents and so on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we ran out of food three times. And that was just hot dogs.
Good problem to have, though.
Well, it was. Yeah, definitely. It was great to see a ball out there. And they were all having a good time.
And you think, what would Neil think of this if he was here today looking at this
He would be so proud of this. You know, his mantrage was, it's all about the kids. Mm-hmm. He would say that. We'd start working on some of this stuff, and he says, don't forget, you know. He would have been just to the moon on this one.
Right.
You know, seeing all those kids out there.
Well, it's got to make you feel good, too, and you do so much.
It does. You know, it takes a lot of work to make it happen.
Yeah.
A lot of people are involved, which does make it easier instead of on one individual. But it's a lot of fun. Yeah. Even, you know, I don't get to fish, but it's still a lot of fun.
I bet it is. I bet you're still kind of on a high just being around that. Now, you got pre-drilled holes out there, so you don't have to worry about that.
The Heitkamp crew goes out with an auger on a bobcat. And
down the line.
Yeah, right down the line. There's holes for everybody. We go out and keep them clean, you know, so they're ready to go when the kids get there.
And again, folks, I've been talking about this too. If you can bring your own gear, do that. But if you don't have fishing rods, you've got those available.
We can help you out. We will provide the bait. We've got minnows available.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the day, we've got hot dogs and hot chocolate and cookies.
What a great day to be out on the ice. And again, I'm hoping for good weather for you too.
Well, I'll hold you to that.
Get you a nice day. Now, the Sportsman's Club always connected with this, but there's other people in on this too, right?
Absolutely. We partnered with Neil Heitkamp when he was still with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the Heitkamp crew carried on. Gary Page is a new owner, and he has been just phenomenal to work with on keeping this thing running.
It's good to hear.
And he kind of encourages all the hike camp crew to come out and give a hand too. So yeah. you walk out there sometimes, and there's 20 people from hike camps working on different
things. Doing the work, right?
Doing the work, yeah. So it's like I said, it's a lot of fun,
mm-hmm.
a lot of work, but there's enough people around, so you know it goes really well.
Right.
Yeah.
What else you got in your notes there?
Oh, man, let's see. Registration is 12 o'clock. Fishing starts at 1. Registration, once the young person signs up, there's a welcome gift. And then there's free hot dogs, hot chocolate, cookies, water. You know,
well, this whole thing is free.
Oh, yeah.
Just show up.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, you can't say that about a lot of things anymore. Oh. So
we're going to give out trophies for the three largest fish in five different categories. The hike camp guys have been out, and there are some fish in there. I'm not telling you what.
Okay, don't play spoiler here. Don't do that.
Yeah. We've got the bait, like I mentioned, mm-hmm. and then we do have fishing rods. If somebody comes out and forgets one or just doesn't have one, we can help you out.
We'll take care of them, sure.
We'll take care of you. And we're hoping for a good Saturday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get one.
One thing I really encourage everybody, dress for the weather. A few years back, I felt so sorry for this one kid. He came out with blue jeans and tennis shoes.
Oh, no. No.
Like, oh, man.
No.
But, dress for the weather. That's,
right.
That's really important.
Okay.
Yeah. Last year, we had put out the word, and the Sportsman's Club is part of the Wildlife Federation, which covers the entire state of North Dakota. The Wildlife Federation president and the executive director came down last year to help us out.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, you got friends.
Yes,
we do.
I
love that.
Yes, we do. And the president said, you know, he's a member of another club in the state, and he goes, so I picked up some really good ideas.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. So.
Trailblazer.
Yeah.
Greg
absolutely,
Drew. Trailblazer.
Absolutely. Just show you this. That's a reminder of all the things we got to get together for the day. You know, there's two columns here.
Are you still working on all that?
It's pretty well lined up.
Okay.
There's some for the high camp folks to do. There's some for the Sportsman's Club to do.
Well, you guys are more organized than anybody I know. So,
well, we've been at it for a while. Mm-hmm. This, like I said, this works out really well. I got enough folks involved. So, got to go back to that sheet.
You got a lot of paper. You need secretary to take care of that.
That's all my notes. Yeah, I know. So, just a reminder. Come on out. It's February 15th. Registration at 12 o'clock. High Camp Pond. Now, if you don't know where that's at, you know, take the Beet Plant Road as far as you can to the stop sign and turn right, and mm-hmm. you'll go into the High Camp property and then follow the trail, and you'll see the pond down there.
And you'll see a lot of people.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep. We'll have folks out there giving direction as far as parking.
Okay.
And if you want to bring some stuff out, we suggest that you bring a sled along so you can put it all in there.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Just load everything up and just pull it on the ice.
Yep. And what we do, folks will pull up in a certain area. They can unload and put it in the sled, head out, and go back to the parking spot.
Okay.
Yeah. And it works out really well for us.
All right. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I'm going to work on the weather and get you a really good day.
Okay, I'm going to remember that.
I know you will. You won't forget it. What else you got?
No, fishing will be 1 to 3, and following the 3 o'clock, we'll compile all the entries, and then we'll give out trophies.
All right.
So.
Sounds good. Do you want to comment on those tickets you're schlepping here?
Oh, wow.
Greg Drew? If I carried cash, I would have given you $20 for one of those.
Yeah, well, I was listening to Tom and Kathy, and Kathy was talking about the Buffalo Club.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Buffalo Club guy. Because
you don't have enough to do. Anyway, tell us about these tickets.
These are the Buffalo Club raffle. There is $20 a ticket. There are 10 Visa gift cards valued at $500 each.
Oh, love that.
As the prizes. We're going to draw April 23rd down at the zoo.
Okay.
So Buffalo Club members have tickets. I've got tickets.
So just see Greg Giroux. If you see him on the street and, you know, got $20 in your pocket.
Yeah, sometime when you get to the bank, I'll come and see you.
Well, I'll get to an ATM. I'll definitely pick one of those up from you. Greg Giroux, glad to have you in here, and we're going to talk to you probably one more time before the Derby. So.
Sure, we could do that.
All right.
High Camp Derby.
Yep.
February 15th. Come on out and have some fun.
All right, Greg. Just get out there and keep enjoying your retirement.
Okay.
It's 9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Got some sunshine here, 27 degrees. Good morning.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Senex lubricants with Senex gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of Senex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased between now and through February 28, 2025. Contact Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley for qualifying Senex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask.